Welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Now, all of us have jumped on a new video game, a new craze. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's playing it. Oh, everyone. God. Well, as long as you're not in a queue. No. And of course, we're talking about New World, and we're all bit by the New World bug, aren't we, guys? Aren't we, guys?
Welcome to the new world. That's about as far as I got in the game. I'm still in queue right now.
I'm in queue to buy the game. Mm-hmm. I'm just in queue. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm the only one playing the new game, which is fine. But it's fun.
You enjoying it so far? I've been watching you stream a little bit of it over the week, and it seems like you're interested in it.
I'm very interested in it.
He loves that fishing.
I love that fishing. Fuck. I played the alpha, and I didn't get too far because I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to start this all over again. And then I played the beta, and I went, fuck, I didn't get too far because I didn't want to start it all over again. And now I'm playing the real game, and I got onto a server on launch day, and that server got really big, and they started queuing, and I went, fuck. And so then I made a second character, but I was like, fuck, I don't want to play all this all over again. So then I went back to my main character, and now I just wait in the queue. They're gonna offer transfers this week actually. And you can transfer to a lesser populated server, so that way you don't have that kind of issue. So I think that's what I'm going to end up doing. Or wait to see how many people jump ship from my current one in order to do that. But
yeah,
it's been a trip, man. Like, it has all the hooks that you would want in a MMO, but then it also introduces like an action-based combat system and like real-time collecting. So it's got like the survival aspects as well, because you have to go and chop down trees and you have to go and collect all these different things in order to make new crafts and everything. The only thing the game is really missing for me is a mount. I would really love a mount. And the developers are like, oh, the game's too small for that right now. And I'm like, bullshit. Like, the amount of running that you have to fucking do. I was like, ugh. But other than that, everything, you know, they do have fast travel points, so which is nice. But I definitely would highly recommend the game to pretty much anybody. You'll find something that you really like in it. There's a heavy PvP aspect if you want to do that. I only tried it last night, and I had a little bit of fun, but I have no idea what I'm fucking doing. So I've been doing PvE stuff, you know, going through the quests and everything. I hit level 20, so that's cool. That's cool. And I hit level 30 in my fishing. I'm a big fisherman. You make a lot of money off of that, so I do that. But yeah, that's it. Other than that, all of us watched Ted Lasso, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're all caught up. Now we can have our Ted Lasso talk.
Lasso cast.
One episode left.
Uh-huh. That was a doozy. This felt like a last episode. It tied up a lot of stuff. Ted Lasso, God, I love him so fucking much, man. Especially with the therapist and like him getting the last laugh and her being like, he fucking stole my fucking exit, my move. It gave me major, what's it called? Vibes. What's the Matt Damon? The good, Good Will Hunting. Gave me Good Will Hunting vibes.
Oh, okay.
Where he, at the end of the movie of Good Will Hunting, he was like, I gotta go see about a girl. And then he walks in and he's like, stole my fucking line.
Yeah.
I got the same vibes. So, but yeah, I loved the episode. It was great. Poor Roy Kent. His girl is just getting fucking kissed and loved on left and right by other men.
Well,
but yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, the whole thing was awkward, but at the same time, like, I like how, like, open they are about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I was worried that, like,
she was going to not say anything.
Yeah, because she just told him about Jamie, or and what because Jamie told her that, you know, like the week before that, you know, he was still in love with her, mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah, and then fucking Nate, dude, Nate's the bad guy this season
for which real. Is, mm-hmm. Like he's
wild.
Oh yeah, the fucking ending, man. Nate rats out, and is the source to Nate is jealous of the power. He wants the power. He wants the recognition. Although it seems like he fucking hates himself too. Like anytime he's mm-hmm. disappointed in himself, he fucking spits at himself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Like he's got some shit going on.
Yeah. At the end of the episode, I was like, he needed to go see fucking like Dr. Sharon. Like, uh-huh. goddamn, dude. Like mm-hmm. you need some, because I mean, they've, you know, we meet him in the first season and he is this really timid, like doesn't want to assert himself guy. And then by the end of that season, like, you know, they've amped him up. They've helped build him up and like, dude, your voice matters. Your opinion matters. Like, you know, this sport, like, and you know it well, like you're a fucking genius when it comes to soccer, like mm-hmm. let's fucking go. And then yeah, season two, it's like, yeah, he
got cocky.
Let it all go to his head and stuff. But then there's those episodes with his dad where, like, you know, he made that call that won that game that turned around their entire season. And, like, his dad still doesn't give a shit. His dad just does not fucking care. Mm-hmm. And, like, and I think that is a huge, like, driving force between, like, or like everything. Like, he, even when he's at his best, like, you know, it's still not good enough for his dad, so it's not good enough for him. And so, like, yeah, like, oh, I've got this play. Like, oh, that's a genius play. Like, we'll run it at practice today. And then Ted leaves, and he's like, oh, man, he's going to take the credit for my thing. And they're like, well, he's the head coach. It's kind of the job. It's kind of the deal.
Yeah.
Because here's the other thing that I don't think he's thinking about. Who also takes the fall when shit goes bad? It's mm-hmm. not like if they made a play, they thought it was good, and they used it in a game and it absolutely bombed, Nate's not going to get in trouble.
Yep.
It's going to be Ted. Like, he's not thinking about that. All he cares about is the fame and glory that he thinks he deserves for his how he contributes to the team and stuff. And it's just, yeah, he's.
And he got pissed off that it's not his suit. Like, cause Ted gave him a suit and he's like, it's not Ted's suit anymore. It's my suit. Once he transferred it to me, it's mine. He's just getting a massive head on him. Like,
yeah. And he's like jealous of Ted. Like it feels like, and because of stuff like that, where it's like, he's going to get all the praise for my work. And it's kind of like, well, it's kind of the boss's right. role. I mean, it's kind of, again, when things are good, yeah, they get praised. When things go bad, they get fucked. Like, they're the ones who have to take on all that. And I just don't think he gets that. And he does. I think also with whatever fucking happened between him and Robert, whatever Robert whispered to him last week's episode at the funeral, mm-hmm. like, I would not be surprised if Nate goes to coach for another team.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Robert's gonna like, and I bet yeah. Robert's trying to like, because he's getting rid of his stakes in Richmond, which means to me that he's gonna go buy another team or buy uh-huh. owner stakes and ownership in another team. And I bet he's gonna instill Nate, and it's gonna be this whole thing where like, I think Nate's going to go work for another football program and realize that, like, you had it fucking good there and you fucked up. And I think it's probably going to be the season three arc for Nate is realizing, like, I fucked up. Like, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm. He's going to,
but we got to get there.
Self-discovery. Yeah, man. Like, he kind of forgets where he came from. It's like, you were just the kit boy,
the kit master, whatever they're called. Yeah.
And you should be happy, but then of course, I mean, it goes to show you what happens when you have, when you get this little bit of fame online and, you know, you think that you're just the absolute shit. And he doesn't want to let that go. Like, he wants to be the boy wonder, you know?
So. The Wonder Kid.
I didn't make it. But then he got pissed that it's not really his name. Like, I don't know. It's a shame, too, because I really like that character, but I'm ending up really not liking that character now. I'm like, fuck Nate, man.
Yeah. I do love when Trent ratted him out. And then, by the way, I love the text message. It's just, Trent Krim, the Independent. Like, it's had its own separate, like, send. And it was perfect. But yeah, I love that Trent ratted him out though too. He was like, you know, I don't give away my sources, but as a friend, it was, you know, it was
I him. Respect you. So here's
Like I really like that he did that.
Because you're never supposed to give away your sources.
He was like, as a journalist, I have to write that. But as a someone who respects you, my source was Nate. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, because the headline for the article said, like, anonymous source reveals that Ted Lasso suffered a panic attack during but my thing is, like, okay, Trent, if you actually respected Ted, you wouldn't write the fucking article. That game was 5 fucking months ago.
Trent, that was, investigative journalist.
Yeah. Like, that is irrelevant. You need to be focusing on the fact that they need one more win to move back to the Premier League. Like, don't
Now you're causing distractions.
Yes, exactly. Like, hey, bud. Like, and also this whole, like, do you care to comment? Okay, you're going to ask me the night before you're going to publish that article. If you respected me, you would have gotten that source. You would have come and talked to me. And, like, and not like, I don't know. We could have had a discussion about how, not necessarily how this should be framed, but, like, you should have talked to me before writing an article about this. Unless I didn't see who was, if it even had, who was who did the byline, like, because it could be another reporter and Trent's like, hey, because I work at the Independent, this is coming out tomorrow, but he says my source was, so yeah, it's, did he say my source, did he say the source was, I have to go watch again, but
I'm pretty sure he said my source was,
yeah, right? So just, there's, I have some, like, this part just wants to break that down where it's like, no, dude, like, if you actually respect him, like, I get you need to write this article, but, like, there's a way that you get that information from your source and then you go verify that information with the subject, and then you and then especially, again, if you respect him, you listen to him and you would frame your article in a way that, like, you can, yeah, okay, I suffered a panic attack, not about soccer. I suffered a panic attack because I'm dealing with a divorce and my child growing up without me overseas, and how I'm dealing with that as someone who didn't grow up with their father, and you spin it like that. And, like, yeah, I've been seeing the coach, the team therapist. Like, I feel like I've made great progress. There's a whole way to frame it. And it just, this whole gotcha thing that Trent, it's like, I love you, Trent Krim. You're a handsome fucking man, but God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get the writers probably just like, ooh, like, they didn't probably think about this, but, like, I'm going like, fuck you, Trent, fucking asshole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a good episode, though. It was definitely, but you're right. And the setup to the last episode, they've really set a lot of things up. So I wonder how long the last episode is going to be, because this one was around 40 minutes, I believe. So
yeah, it's like 43 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. So we speculated last year that, like, the season, because there's 3 seasons, they've said, that it'll be, you know, they lose their spot in the Premier League, they go to relegation, they win their way back to the Premier League, and then, because in end of season 1, he says, like, and then we'll win the whole damn thing. That's kind of like, okay, we're going to do that. And now I'm kind of worried that, like, we're not going to do that. And, like, they're not going to win this last game, and they're going to be stuck in relegation, and then next season will be them, like, getting out of it. And then we're just going, I guess, to assume that they go play and do well in the Premier League afterwards. I don't know. I'm just, it would have been fun to watch them go and win it, but I guess maybe that's too on the nose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm curious. I bet they're going to lose. And they have, there's this whole, we didn't even talk about the story with Sam. Sam's been approached by a billionaire to go join an African team, Morocco or something.
The ultimate African team.
Yeah, and they, because everyone's paying attention to Sam, and because he's brought light to issues going on in the various countries, in like Nigeria and stuff, and yeah, and so he wants to. It was so weird because it felt skeezy. Everything felt manipulative.
It did.
The whole none of these. I bought the museum. I brought all these paintings here. These are all
actors.
Actors. I did wow, two great minds meet. What? Who's that? That's Banksy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so fucking funny.
Drops all his paint.
Yeah. Sorry.
Then the restaurant,
where again, it wasn't a real restaurant. He hired those people. He brought in his own chefs. Like, he did all this stuff to set it up. It felt fucking skeezy. It did not feel right. And then it also felt, I was telling Katie, I was like, it felt a little xenophobic. Whereas because you have these African players that he wants to bring back to Africa to play for, and make the best. I get that. But at the same time, there's a part of me that's like, but aren't they doing more good?
That's what I thought too.
Bringing especially for Sam, and especially Sam, because he's playing in Europe and in the Premier League, even though it's the Champions League or whatever right now, but I don't know. It felt they should, that's where the spotlight is. I mean, yes, people will follow him there, but the African soccer or football is not as big as the EPL.
European, yeah.
And I don't know. It's I feel like he got that spotlight because of where he's playing, and that was my thought. I was I don't know, man. It felt almost xenophobic. We're going to bring all of our people back home. I don't know. It just felt skeezy. It just didn't feel right. The whole thing felt as a rich man who wants his, wants the ball in his yard, So I don't know.
Yep. I agree. And then it doesn't help with the relationship with Rebecca. Cause I think any guy in that or girl in that situation would be like, well, fine, you don't want me, then I don't want to fucking be here. I can't be around you. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'll go.
I don't know. I don't.
But I also look at, I also thought about this last night because I was like, Jamie Tart last season was the best player in the world. This season, is he not considered good anymore just because he went on a dating show? He's not a great player anymore. Is he getting too old? But he was the young guy last year. So I don't know. It confuses me that there's no, that they kind of left that storyline as well. And now he's just there. He's not a focal point anymore, which is fine. I mean, he has his little storyline and stuff, but I really was kind of bummed. I was okay, so I guess he's not
he's good. And I think that was that whole point of that one episode early in the season where they're when you play and you play as a team, you do good, but we still need that Jamie Tart edge. So he's a good player and he's good by himself, but also the team is better when he plays with the team. You know what I mean? Everyone does better when they play together, obviously. And then, but then they need those moments where Jamie Tart is a dick.
Right.
And I think that's what, we see one game, not even the game. We hear the results at the beginning of episodes. So they've been on a winning streak. Like they have, I think before they went and played against Man City or whatever, they had won like four games in a row. Mm-hmm. So like they're on a streak. So like, while we may not see him doing really well, like I think we're too left to assume that he is, but Sam with the hat trick apparently in the game that we started on or whatever at the very end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know, again, I think it's the thing is like, yeah, Jamie can score all the goals, but then if he's playing as a dick, no one is scoring any other goals. And like any goal he doesn't score, someone else could have scored, you know, like because he's hogging the ball. So,
I see that. All right. So we don't have much time for much more. So let's really quickly give me a rapid fire of shit that if y'all are playing or watching something that you want to mention.
Yeah, Doom Patrol's back. Doom Patrol's fucking awesome. This has been I've loved the four episodes of Doom Patrol that are out now more than I love the entirety of season two.
I haven't watched any of it, so I need to still.
It's been a lot of fun. There's one. It's called Undead Patrol.
Okay. Oh.
And it is so fucking funny in all the right ways.
Kev?
Yeah, Kev, you go.
I finished Watch Dogs Legion yesterday, so that's awesome. Glad. I finished the main story of that. That was good. Also finished the Avengers main story, so that was cool.
It's about time you've been watching those movies. Jesus, Kev.
Yeah, started the Avengers movies. It's going to be real good. I picked up the Hot Wheels Unleashed this week, and it's a really fun racing game, and especially if you like collecting Hot Wheels or anything like that. It's just beautiful. Like the game looks great. It's a fun arcade racer. There's not much online stuff to it yet, but they've got like a story mode where you get to just unlock more cars. Very fun game. Other than that, that's pretty much all I had this week.
Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned tomorrow. We got Fan Friday. It's going to be fantastic. Get your fannies ready for another fabulous, fun adventure with Doug. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
What happened? Was it the fanny thing?
I don't know.
Just strap your butts in. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Hold on to your butts.